KMRS, and we're back to Ron and Don with the wrap up the first match.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Yes, first one's over here. Boy, the Mahaka Tigers really put it to the Hutchinson Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart Tigers here. The Mahaka Tigers win 48-22. The Tigers winning eight of the matches. The Mahaka Tigers winning eight of the matches, and it was all pins and a forfeit. And the Hutchinson Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart Tigers winning four matches, two by pin and two by tech fall.
Right.
Starting at 107 pounds, Zach Huebner got taken down right at the end of the first period. But then in the second period, boy, he really fired it up. I think he got a takedown in the second period.
Nope. In the second period, he set it out. The kid shot the takedown on him, went to take him down, and he rolled through with it and come out with that headlock.
Yes.
And picked up the pin on it. So
Isn't that what I said?
I don't think he ever got the takedown, though Zach did. I mean, he got it with the
with
headlock.
The pin, yep. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Huebner.
The other kid was on top of him, and he from underneath he hit that headlock.
Huebner gets the pin in 249 to put the Tigers on the board first.
Yes.
Then at 114, Hutch Tigers got a horse there. Javion Centeno, he gets a tech fall over Jackson Segerman. 4 minutes and 57 seconds, tech fall, 17-2. Then at 121, Will Haugen for the Tigers gets a 3 minute and 23 second fall win over Mason Carlson. 127, Logan Harpstead, I think he might have gotten taken down right away too.
Yes.
Against Rowan Vossen. But then Harpstead comes around, gets a 43 second fall win for Mahaka.
Right.
133
picked up
pounds.
A reversal and put him on his back and got that.
Yes.
Back. I think he put a cradle on him. I think Harpson got that with the cradle. So.
And then at 133, Brendan Hughes, boy, he was fighting this kid. This Shane Kramer, he was a state entrant last year, but Kramer does get the tech fall 16-0 in 4 minutes and 28 seconds.
Yeah. But Hughes wrestled with him.
Wrestled very well.
Yeah, wrestled tough with him. I mean,
yes.
You could see he had a little bit more experience on Hughes or. You know, wrestled a little more than he was.
Then at 139, Xavier Kleindl for the Tigers gets a 1 minute and 42 second fall win over Karsten Rath. Then at 145, Judah Peralt, ranked in the state for the Hutch Tigers, pins Casey Rath in a minute and 4 seconds. Then at 152, Dominic Panitsky for Hutch gets a 1 minute and 24 second fall win over Logan Grammath. It gets tight right there, 24-22 in favor of the Mahaka Tigers. Then at 160, Jace Kleindl, nice hustle there for the Mahaka Tigers, pins Blake Stanzik in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Kleindl was way ahead in the first period, and he took down. He just kind of grabbed the head, rolled through, and stuck him in 10 seconds in.
Yeah, and it would have tech-falled him if he hadn't pinned him there. So he went right for the pin there and kept right on it, not get the tech fall. So
exactly.
Picked up a team point for the Tigers.
Yes, and then at 172, the senior Tristan Schmitz for the Mahaka Tigers gets a 52-second fall win over Colden Pike of Hutch.
And same thing. Turned him twice, cradled him first,
yes.
Then put that half on it.
And run him over.
And got the pin there. So
yes.
Nice job by Tristan there. So.
Both teams open at 189, a double forfeit. So now the Mahaka Tigers have got to either forfeit at 172 or 215 in this next duel.
Correct.
And then at 215, Cruz Running Hawk for the Mahaka Tigers. They're also a 2 minute and 10 second fall win over Tony Espinoza of Hutch. And then at heavyweight,
Juan. Even in that one there, Ron, Espinoza.
He was doing the shots.
Yeah, took the shot to take him down, and Running Hawk just rolled through it and got the takedown on him.
Yes.
So.
Heavyweight, Juan Cid for the Mahaka Tigers receives the forfeit victory.
Yeah.
Final score, 48-22. Mahaka Tigers move on to, I don't know if you'd call it the quarterfinals or.
Yeah, against another team of the Tigers, the
Marshall Tigers.
So.
Yes.
Be chief. Tigers all night long here.
Yes. So. Yep, Tigers all night long. With that, what do we got? About 22 minutes left,
Ron,
before the next duel?
Got to put this in our cameras, KKOK Wrestler of the Match. We're giving to the senior, Christian Schmitz.
Yes.
Schmitz with a 52-second pin there?
I believe it.
After seven.